Winston City Council, May 2nd, 2022, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock, let's call the meeting to order. Please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Roll call. Counselor White.
Here.
Counselor Cunningham.
Here.
Counselor Harris.
Here.
Counselor Sullivan.
Here.
And the mayor's here as well. Adjustments to the agenda, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you. Consent agenda, looking for a motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting, please.
Motion to approve.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I'll second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye, pose same sign. Motion carries, thank you. At this time, I'd like to have a public hearing on the proposed ordinance 22-702, the Charter Franchise Agreement. This is a required public hearing to accept public input on issues not related to land use. Do I have a motion to open the public hearing?
I make a motion, we open the public hearing.
I have a motion, looking for a second.
I second.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, pose same sign. Clerk, please note the time of opening. Public hearing procedure. Okay, so we're gonna have the staff report. City of Winston Municipal Code Title III, Chapter 30, Sections 30.09 specifies the order of presentation of a testimony at a public hearing. After the hearing has opened, as follows, need a staff report. I'll go through the whole list here. Staff report, out of meeting or conflict of interest disclosure, statement of applicant omitted if the city is the applicant, public statements in opposition, public statements in favor, public statements in general, council questions and comments, and the applicant's final remarks. Following the presentation of testimony, the presiding officer will open the floor for a motion to close the public hearing. May I have a staff report, please? Oh, wait, we need to read it by title only.
Yes, Your Honor.
Mr. McIntosh, please. Or excuse me, Ms. Sardi, I apologize.
Okay.
I'll get this right yet. I've only done it for a year.
Thank you, Mayor. Ordinance number 22-702. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council granting a non-exclusive five-year franchise to Spectrum Pacific West LLC, commonly known as Charter Communications, for the maintenance and operation of a cable system.
Thank you. Mr. McIntosh, may I have the staff report, please?
Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience, based on the two previous readings, we don't have anything additional to add to our staff report other than the fact that this is an imperative document to have in place due to the fact that Charter Franchise works in our city, they work in our streets and our infrastructure. And so this is a important document to have in place. As stated in the staff report, there's a monetary value of 5% that falls away annually. Happy to take your questions.
Thank you.
In addition to Mr. Thomas's comment, again, we're holding the public hearing because it does place a fee on the residents. It's remaining at the same 5% that it's been for the past 10 years, so there's no change in the amount. The only change to this document from the previous one is the five-year term rather than the 10-year.
Thank you, Mr. Bauer. Thank you, Mr. McIntosh. Public statements in opposition to this franchise agreement? Hearing none. Do we have any public, any comments in favor of this franchise agreement? Any comments in general? Council remarks? Like to ask for a motion to close this public hearing?
I make a motion to close this public hearing.
Have a motion looking for a second?
I'll second that.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye, opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Once the motion is, do the council members have anything to discuss? Hearing nothing further, discussion is closed, and you can make note at that time too as well, please. Comments from the audience? Anyone wishing to discuss items not covered on this agenda are welcome to address the city council as a whole. Please state your name and address for the record. Each speaker will be given a maximum of 3 minutes. Speakers may not defame, intimidate, or use profanity or personal affronts. The council reserves the right to delay action until they have full information on the issue. Would anyone like to approach the dais and speak to council? Thank you. Reports, boards, commissions, and committees. Don't see anything there. Catch up to speed here. Department reports. Mr. Howell, please.
Hey, Mayor, Council, members of the audience, good evening. I was going to kind of go over our team deal a little bit, kind of the matrix of our team deal plan, and kind of give Council, everybody kind of up to kind of where we're at on it. The Oregon Department of Environmental Quality, DEQ, has reviewed our, and approved the total to maximum daily load TMDL implementation plan. Our plan meets the intent and the specific requirements as outlined in the Oregon Administrative Rule 340-042-00803. The plan will serve as a guide for the city in our efforts to improve water quality for the next 5 years, July 1st, 2021 through June 30th, 2026. The implementation plan builds upon existing efforts, outlines the actions and work required to minimize pollution and inputs into the surface waters, including heat, energy, temperature, bacteria, nutrients, dissolved oxygen, and sediment from areas within city jurisdiction. Annual reports will be due by September 1st for the July through June reporting period. The first annual report is due this September 1st, 2022. The 2026 report will include a 5-year review of the implementation plan. So we basically have a time to kind of go through our plan as we fine tune it and things, but basically just kind of go to the council with our matrix. So the matrix is staff put quite a bit of time and energy, and we've all kind of put our 2 cents on the matrix plan, and it has the action steps, the financial and technical resources, the measures of how we'll demonstrate measured quality and how we get our results, timeline and milestones, the TMDL parameters, which each action, what it affects, and how it affects the TMDL plan, and the status where we're at. So on the far left on our action steps, it has little boxes of things that we're doing. So well, for example, we'll be adding things to the city webpage on TMDL, which there's some things in there, Katie's. We send things over to Katie, updates it, things like that. So we have information regarding storm system, mapping, things like that. So the same, different times of year, we'll have different information added to the TMDL. City webpage.
Will we have access to this information?
Yeah.
Are you going to put a picture of the matrix together for us?
Yeah, you should have that on your there now.
We have it.
It's in your packet.
It's way down there.
Right oh, okay.
Here. Right here.
Oh, that's it? Okay, I'm sorry. Thank you.
So, what DEQ wants to do, they wanted actually staff, not just, they wanted to have people that are going to be responsible for the program. So we actually have the city manager, the planner, code enforcement, public works, different, you know, foreman, parks position, things like that. So we all kind of get the buy-in on this team deal and the importance of the team deal protecting our water sources and the qualities of our water.
Is this new, Andy?
This is a new one for us. We had one that was in place for quite some time, but it was pretty well stagnant. DEQ got sued several years ago. And that forced them to start putting some pressures on municipalities in different areas of meeting some of these requirements, the temperature requirements, and some of the things like the grading things for erosion, things that the city's been working on. So we're just trying to put things in together that meets their requirements.
Okay. So, thank you.
So basically on the far left, it has some of the educational parts of it, educating the public awareness, things like that, which are important. We have the doggy bags out in the parks. So we will supply the bags and the potty station areas for the dogs so they can have a place to clean up their pet waste, things like that.
I've never heard them use this called doggy bags before. That brings a whole new meaning to things.
Yep.
Depends who's cooking.
Yeah, absolutely.
So some of the things I find, it was like pursue strategies to meet funding gaps. Well, we all know, I think we're dealing with that quite right in our faces. This is just TMDL portion of it, but we're all dealing with the funding gaps associated with implementation of plans that they force them down and we have to follow them. So we're doing the best we can, of course,
with no additional
meeting these
budget
requirements.
That's the hard part.
Yeah.
So we have the we have the TMDL implementation plan, which we'll put together, which we're working on now. Thomas has been a really big help. Thomas has been really instrumental in a lot of the correspondence back and forth, a lot of the Zoom meetings, a lot of the other stuff that goes on, allowing Public Works to do some other stuff, and we've kind of touched base on that. So that's been a huge help having Thomas down here helping out with this. One of the things too, so I wanted to kind of bring note when council goes through the budget committee, on the committee and on our, particularly on the storm drainage aspects of our budget proposal, you'll see a footnote in there. It says stormwater drainage, TMDL. So that's another one of those things they want. We have to identify all of our outfalls. We have to have an illicit spill and response program put together. That's part of that. You'll see that in that when you go through it. It's like 28.5 we put in there. But that's part of it is identifying our storm system, tying together, mapping it. We have some kind of outdated, older information for our storm system. And we're just trying to put things together as we move forward. So that's kind of what we're working on. And we have some enforcement things in there, riparian ordinance, zoning and subdivision ordinances, seeking partnership, volunteer partnerships, and things like that, working with the park board on tree planting, things like that, identifying some of our creek areas. So it's going to be a really interesting program, and it takes some time to work through it. So that's kind of where we're at on this thing. There's a whole list of stuff that I'm sure you guys will find that quite interesting
reading
through that. But there's a lot of information in there, and I just want to bring it to our council. Any questions like that as we go through it? So anyway, that's our TMDL plan for the city of Winston.
This is going to be ongoing every year?
Yeah. Prepare for here on out to eternity, I'm sure. So.
Well, until the stream
dries up,
meets the requirements of the Clean Water Act.
Thank you, Andy. Alan, do you have a question?
Andy, so the compliance standards, the compliance standards there, is the city responsible for doing that, or are they just, so you're actually responsible for it?
Yeah, we submitted our plan, Mark and myself pretty much put the plan, DEQ accepted it, and then we agreed on these meetings, major departments. So yeah, we're abide by law now to hit this TMDL plan.
Your Honor, if I may, one of the additional things that we're doing on the preventative side is as a condition of approval for new development, we're factoring in stormwater management plans, erosion control plans, those types of things that will go in tentative approval, so as conditions of approval. And that's something that we've communicated with DEQ. We have quite frequent Zoom meetings with DEQ reps that orchestrate this program. We've been very happy with our progress so far. But on the development side, as a preventative measure, not just because it is all hands on deck, it's going to take compliance, public works, community development, everybody kind of working together in order to do our part to make sure it's going to be compliance, but also not just the base compliance part, but the preventative side too, in terms of here's what's going in that's new, and here's what we can factor in order to protect the area. The river, not just the river, but our storm systems, keeping them clean. So just wanted to reiterate that.
Hey, thank you,
Tom. Just a real super quick question. Like with Green District and everything like that, how does that work with them? Is that a county responsibility?
Yeah.
And so do they then go through our Green District sewer plant?
Well, the What was the end of your question?
So the storm drainage and everything, of course, goes to the sewer plant, right?
No.
No.
No. Storm drainage is specifically was separated out of the sewer system.
Oh, okay, okay.
About 20 years ago. So it's illegal for stormwater to go into the sewer system. That's the way it goes in legally is I&I, where we have outdated infrastructure where it's leaking water through manholes or through services or through the pipe itself into the system. In this case, one of the basic elements to protect our waters against sediment, which comes out of new developments, is the use of the sediment silt fencing. You now see, when you go to our projects, you'll see silt fencing erected around those properties where there is opportunity for that water to run off into our stormwater system and create silt in them. So now, part of that is correct installation. For example, the bottom of that silt fence is supposed to be buried so that, you know, the primary objective is no water flows underneath it. So we've had a few cases where we have to point that out to get that corrected. But
just not having it on the property is not enough.
Yeah, but grading plans, all those types of things that in the past were overlooked. So big part of it.
Thank you.
But this temperature thing is the big issue. It's going to be the big issue at the treatment plant when we have to upgrade our treatment plant as a result of it.
Refrigerating our effluent, is that?
Well, it's potentially that could be in the future. I mean, we already put it back in the river at lower temperature than it is in the river, but it's not enough to make a difference in the temperature in the river, so it doesn't count. But I mean,
so the river flowing by is warmer than the stuff we're adding to it?
Correct. It needs to be colder because of the, you know, the loss of the vegetation along the river systems, where now the water just bakes in the sun all day long in the summertime. So, you know, that's one of the reasons you see all the plantings that are going in along the streams.
Thank you. Anything else? Any more questions for Andy or Thomas or Mr. Bauer on those issues, on that issue? Next on the list then will be Community Development Director Thomas McIntosh, proposed city property surplus. Is this going to be a resolution later, or is this just information at this time?
Information and a direction at this time, Your Honor.
Thank you.
With the end result, with a potential resolution.
So a staff report, please, then, sir.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, members of the audience. So there's two supplemental documents to the staff report by way of exhibits. One of them is the plat map that shows the tax lot for the subject property, tax lot 200. The other one is an exhibit showing the property and the surrounding properties. So essentially, there is a city-owned property on the eastern side of the city on Winston Section Road on the corner. And that's County Road 111, and it's a 0.23 acre property. And this has come to the attention of staff by way of Public Works due to the level of maintenance and financial impacts that it takes to essentially take care of it every year on an annual basis. Mm-hmm. So that monetary value in terms of the financial impact is around $4,000. Every year, and that goes towards maintaining it due to the weeds, you know, lots of different things, having our staff over there, so time of staff and all those types of things. So essentially, staff is recommending that we take a hard look at that and we potentially move it towards a resolution to surplus it. There's also another element to this. There may be a gentleman in the area just adjacent to the southeast that would be interested in purchasing it. And this came up just kind of by its own volition. And based on his interest in purchasing the property. One of the things to keep in mind is this is a very oddly shaped piece. If you look at the exhibit, it's a triangle-shaped piece on the corner there. And due to its size and shape, it makes it more on the unbuildable side in terms of a single-family dwelling or any type of development. You can't put an accessory structure on a residential zone lot unless you have a single-family dwelling. So it kicks that option out as well. So essentially, we did a little bit of an analysis. We looked in the area, what are vacant lots with buildability selling for. It came out to be between the $18,000 to $30,000 range in that area, the city. So we have, because of its non-buildability factor, we had to deduct a reasonable 50% from that. So that puts the monetary value in the event of a sale at between 15 to 20. Now that's very preliminary, and it's really contingent upon an appraisal. An appraisal would give us a solid number in the event that council feels that we should move forward and surplus it.
So Thomas' question, does the triangle include what appears to be a right-of-way?
It does not. That's a separate tax lot due to a previous vacation that took place years ago. So you're going to see a very large 3.6-acre piece, and then Mr. Mayor's referring to Winston's section that used to go through, and that's been squared off. It's been realigned, and that portion of Winston's section, if you go into GIS, you can click on it. It's an independent tax lot, and it's owned by Mr. Bailey.
So he already owns that piece of the property.
He does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So that's why he would want to buy it to add on to his existing property.
Correct.
And just square it off.
Yeah, Mr. Bailey would then, he would have three different independent lots of record that he could then reconfigure via the boundary line adjustment process, and mainly configure it into lots that could be built. As the right-of-way, the vacated right-of-way he owns, as well as the small triangle piece the city owns, you can't necessarily facilitate something in its current size and shape and state.
So did you say that the city has $4,000 a year in expenses in owning the property?
Due to maintenance.
Yeah. Right.
And staff time.
What, do you have an idea of what the approximate appraisal would cost?
Go ahead. Where are you going?
The last one we did was about $3,500. And that was on the snow.
Okay. Thank you. Any more comments or questions for Mr. McIntosh? Okay, seeing none, we're going to move forward. Mr. Bauer, administration, anything to add?
In regards to this piece of property or other subjects, I don't have any additional to add to this subject at this time, but I would like to talk a little bit about ignorance is bliss. Well, ignorance is bliss until you have...
Don't you be talking to me that way.
Ignorance is bliss until you have a sewer line that's 12 foot deep that collapses on you, and all of a sudden you're faced with an emergency repair on a street like Grape Street that has old concrete pipe on it. Since we've gotten our video equipment, we've been using that equipment as much as we possibly can. However, we've been finding a line system, our sewer system is in much worse condition than we could have imagined now that we have eyes on it. So one of the things that we're going to need to begin a conversation on at some point here in the near future is increasing the amount of money that we're generating in order to get to start replacing these mains on a much faster program. So we'll be coming back to you in the not too distant future with an overview of what we see as the emergency needs of the system, how much money it's going to take, how we can generate that money, answering all those questions that we don't have at this time. The only thing we have at this time is pictures of pipeline that you wonder how it's continuing to convey.
So what you're saying, sir, then, is that we shouldn't have given Andy a new camera.
Or a sweeper.
Well, we should have gave it to him a long time ago.
I guess the grand scheme of things, this allows us to start identifying in a better manner what roads and what sewers we have to address first.
Prioritizing these lines is going to be a big part of this.
Instead of guessing.
The last comprehensive plan we did in 16 was looking at it from an I&I perspective, not basically looking at it from, failing infrastructure. So now that we have the camera in play and we have the eyes on the pipe, we see the extent of how bad the system really is. And Andy, what does the oldest part of our system, do you know what it dates back to?
Late 50s, early 60s sometimes, I believe.
So we're looking at, as we discussed earlier, a system that's approaching 70 years of age, and that was before Winston even became a city, and it's the original.
Yep.
And it's all in cement, concrete encased with asbestos.
Well, it's they used a number of different kind of pipes, basically anything that they could get a hold of, but the principal product at that time was unprotected concrete pipe, and that pipe, again, under the sewer gases that are generated in that system in an open conduit where you only have partial flow moving through it, it just degrades concrete significantly. Turning that concrete, what an exposed aggregate driveway looks like compared to a nice finished piece of concrete. That's what it looks like. It's eaten the cement layer out of the concrete. So you still have the aggregate, but it's very porous, and you can see the water pouring in around or right through the pipe in some places. The other kind of pipe that was used back then was AC pipe, which is asbestos cement pipe. That pipe has its challenges just in replacing it because of the
asbestos.
Yeah, the asbestos that you're dealing with. So, but that pipe, again, was not designed to be used in an open flow configuration. It works fairly well in systems that are under pressure, like water systems, as long as you never have to touch it. But in partially full conduits like sewer systems or stormwater systems, not a good selection. And we saw that on Oak Street when we had that failure on Oak Street.
Was that transite or was that concrete?
It was
transite.
No, I would suggest, as Gilly discussed earlier, is that as soon as we get things put together, is that we make the citizens of Winston absolutely up to date on what's going on, because that could directly or indirectly impact them financially.
Oh, it will directly impact them
financially.
Well,
not possible. So what we need on that is to make sure that the public is aware that we're doing everything possible that we can, in the way of grants, et cetera, to reduce the cost to the citizens. That's imperative.
We'll be starting by putting together a web page on our website specifically dealing with the issues within our sewer system.
Smart.
Good. And I understand it'll probably affect Park Street too, right?
I don't know.
Everything we do affects the Park Street lift station.
Not Park Place. Mm-hmm. Park. But yeah. Seriously. When you're talking about, all kidding aside, on Grape Street, how much of the side streets will that affect also?
Well, it'll be all the side sewer connections will be all brought out to the right of way, so it'll affect pretty most properties that have sewer, which is
everybody.
On the Grape going up the hill and
and
left and right
branching. I mean, the east side is clearly the oldest part of the city system and is in the worst condition. So, as a result of, I mean, typically that material has a 50-year life.
And we're approaching 70.
It's like everything else. So should we be scheduling a workshop?
We can't schedule it at this time, Your Honor. We don't have enough information to do it with. But as soon as we have the information to the point where we can put a date on the calendar, we will be bringing that back to you.
Okay, because I don't think anybody up here really is going to want a 3:00 in the morning phone call.
Nobody, period, for that.
Okay.
In that case, refer to them.
So how often are you guys going to try to use the cameras are you going to try to do it like once a week? Evaluate areas? Or start with the worst?
We've actually surveyed a great deal of our system already. We have the video information now. It's sitting down and utilizing it to prioritize that. But Andy, you want to speak to that a little bit?
Yeah, we've actually, like Mark said, we've inspected more pipe than we've ever in the history of the city of Winston. Mm-hmm. So the new camera the council allows us to purchase, the equipment we have has allowed us to put eyes on things that, like, we knew that there was some issues in the system, but like you say, until you actually get to see it, and then I was talking to Mayor tonight, because now we're actually tracking back, we're looking at lines from a year ago now. We just looked at one last week, and you can see that the immediate difference within a year time frame, it's unbelievable.
And the more it degrades, the faster it degrades.
It's just crazy.
Yeah,
so what
true.
what we discovered through all this is we're taking lines off our flushing lines. Because what happens is that aggregate starts wearing down, it's like a cobblestone road, basically. What it looks like. And then we're flushing and keeping them, which were DEQ required to do it east to west every other biennium when you're flushing. Now we've identified lines and we no longer will be flushing.
We won't be flushing them because we're afraid we'll
blow them out.
Yeah.
Overload it with pressure.
Well, yeah. Thank you. I think we probably beat this horse. All we want to beat it tonight. Unless you guys have something really pressing you want to ask.
No.
Mr. Bauer, you have anything else to offer?
That's all.
I think questions are just like camera scoping.
That's right, yeah. Okay, so moving right along then, the new business licenses. We have Salty Sea Vacations, LLC. Chief, you checked it out?
I'm trying to remember if I saw that or not. I think I did. Mm-hmm. Did I sign it on the... Yeah.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Looking for a motion to approve the business license for Salty Sea Vacations, LLC, Lisa Lorenz.
I make a motion we approve the Salty Sea Vacation business license.
Have a motion for a second.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Thank you very much. Okay, now we're going to get into the fun stuff. Setting council workshop dates.
Wednesday. Yeah, we don't have any workshop.
Do we have a possible sit down with the engineer for the park yet, Andy?
Yeah, I think we're going to do that.
Okay, so do we need to double check him for time?
He said he's available, I believe, the 16th is the council at the community center. So
the 16th at 6 p.m.
You've already scheduled that?
Right.
We have scheduled
okay.
Date,
I thought we canceled that. No. That was the last one.
Yep.
Okay.
That was the last one.
Okay, so we have one the 16th then at 6. Okay, thank you. Resolution 22-1038, an intergovernmental agreement with the City of Roseburg. IT, Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1038, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into an agreement titled Intergovernmental Agreement for IT Services with the City of Roseburg.
Thank you. And a staff report, please, Ms. Sardi.
I'll handle that now.
Okay, well, it says, okay.
Both of us, huh?
So is it that big a report?
During 2021, we lost our longtime IT consultant. And after trying a couple different alternatives, reached out to the city of Roseburg, and they were very gracious and willing to share their IT services with us. So this is will be the second year on this agreement with the city of Roseburg. It does come with a 2% increase, which has been factored into the budget for the coming year. The providing all the same functions as our previous interlocal bid. Again, this has been probably one of the best solutions we could come up with for dealing with our IT, because we have another city agency who's, you know, been there and done that to a much larger degree than we are, and they are able to step right in and make huge changes for us in getting our IT systems up and running, including a complete redesign of our system. And hopefully we will be not too far down the road before we'll basically have our own intranet system utilizing the reservoir, the water utilities reservoir site for a wireless, as a wireless communications point for us. So we're excited about entering into this again with the city of Roseburg. Taking questions.
Mark, what was the original? We're increasing 2% of what?
Of the hourly wage.
And what is that?
So in the IGA.
133 an hour.
133?
It was 88 per hour for the manager and 61 for the technician.
Yeah, it varies for, you know, of course, the level of
compensation for IT services. It's the first paragraph under that.
And so that's their complete cost. That's not their hourly salary. So that's where those numbers come from.
Okay. Would we possibly be better off extending this agreement for more than 1 year?
Well, we would be. I'm not sure Roseburg wants to do it more than a year at a time. That way it gives them the ability to evaluate whether they
and keep raising the rates every year. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. To do that, and also to determine whether they have enough capacity to continue to do the you know.
Okay.
Honestly, that's not a bad price. Yeah.
We were paying 120.
Yeah. I was going to say my guy's 135 an hour. So
yeah. Well, I just didn't understand what the original was. That's what I wanted to know. Okay, if we're going to raise it 2%, what is it?
Yeah.
$200 an hour? What is it?
So it's actually saving money, Brandon, compared to what we were paying before.
Yep.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Stuff is actually happening too.
Right. Good. Good. Well, sounds like it.
Any more questions on the subject? Comes from the audience, perhaps.
Alan wants to do it.
Yes, sir.
Their billing rate is, from my information, best. It's very inexpensive.
Reasonable?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Quite. Good.
Thank you. Okay.
I have a nephew who does this all the time, and his $150 an
hour. Wow. Okay. Thank you very much. Your name is?
Stephen Johnson.
Okay, Steve. Thank you very much.
Your Honor, Mr. Johnson here is on our planning commission.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you for attending.
And economic development.
Wow. Okay. That takes care of comments from the audience. Council action. Looking for a motion to approve resolution 22-1038.
I make a motion that we approve resolution number 22-1038.
I second.
Motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Resolution 22-1039, Defense Council Fee Increase. Ms. Sardi, please, if you will.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number number 22-1039, a resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing an increase in fees paid to court-appointed defense attorneys from $150 to $200 per charge per defendant for cases represented in the municipal court of the City of Winston.
Staff report. Katie is not here. Who's going to offer that?
I will offer
that. Mr. Bauer, please.
I was contacted by the judge prior to us starting our budget process, indicating that he felt that our defense attorneys were being underpaid and wanted their them to be increased from $150 to $200 per case.
Isn't he a defense attorney in another life? I'm just saying.
Yes, he is.
That I don't know.
Yes.
But that's the reason for this request, as the court is governed by the judge as our third leg of government. And so that's where this request was generated from. I can also tell you that some of our defense attorneys haven't billed us for, some of them, close to a year, according to Ann. So it's interesting. We'll be increasing it, but some of them haven't even billed us. So
are they doing it pro bono? They just have a crap, either pro bono or a crappy billing system.
I was going to say, it probably costs more to bill $150.
Yeah, it's their business practices.
Okay. Thank you very much, Katie. Comments from the audience?
Alan has a question.
Alan, please.
Mark, are these indigent-type defendants that need an attorney that we pay for, or are these people that...
These are court-appointed defense counsels for those people that don't have the money. They know you have the money. If I need it, you're right. See, that's it. You have a different practice in life, right? Exactly.
Not
that you have anything against Officer Sardi and his crew, but more of a personal relationship than professional, correct? Yeah. Okay, looking for a motion, unless there's more comments or questions, looking for a motion to approve 22-1039.
I make a motion. We approve resolution 22-1039 as read.
I have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Pose same sign. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
E, resolution 22-1040, the integrator of record, the automation group TAG. Ms. Sardi, please.
Thank you, Mayor. Resolution number 22-1040. A resolution of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council authorizing the city manager to enter into a 5-year agreement with the Automation Group, or TAG, as integrator of record for the performance of city SCADA integrator services on an as-needed basis.
Thank you. Andy, before you start, what is an integrator?
Basically, it's kind of like looking at it as an engineer record. So our integrator would be on behalf of our systems for our making the SCADA, the control system to a pump station, the digital wireless things that are associated with the pump station controls.
So it's like pump station, it's part of the sewer system. Okay, thank you. Right. Please read your staff report, sir.
So we have our staff report in front of you. The TAG group is, like I said, they're instrumental in providing the services that's required for our pump stations. Would be, for example, with the SCADA systems, to be able to remotely monitor our stations, they would come in, they would be on an emergency response for PLC or troubleshooting, HDMI interfacing, operator interface control systems, anything basically associated with pump stations, new designs of pump stations. Let's say they would be a review making sure pump stations, I use one of our pump stations, one of my favorite pump stations in the city of Winston, Looking Glass Creek Pump Station. Anybody's never been to that pump station, please let me know. I would be more happy to show you a pump station that what happens if we don't have an integrated record is a prime example. Because the contractor, and I'm not hacking on any contractors, but if you can save a buck, they're going to save a buck. And our responsibility is to make sure we get things that match tied to our system for longevity. So that station we have, there's no flow meter to that station. There's no backup power to that station. That station was basically just a drop in, boop, and walk away.
There's not even a fence around that station.
There's not. There will be no loss.
Should we get the generator stuff before we build the fence?
We got a generator, thanks to DJ. and we use that last power outage, by the way, again. So we've used that. Yeah, it does. It works great. We appreciate that. Once we get on phase three of, you have a phaser right here. Phase three, I think that's three, right, Thomas? So we get phase three going out there. When they develop that, there's a whole pile of fill out there. So one of the things we're going to do is just, we don't want to spend time wasting moving dirt. So when the contractor's there, we'll try to look at that, get the dirt moved, because we have everything's lined out for our fencing. Sorry to long winded question for you, but that's where we're going to fence it. We did not want to put a fence in and have something in time in the subdivision. So we don't want to make, oh my God, there's a city pump station. So we'll tie it in and make it look cleaner. Anyway, getting back to the integrated record, they do the instrumentation control, supervisor control, data acquisition, SCADA, human machine interface, HMI. The new industrial networking, wireless networking, security system, design and programming. Work will be subject to consulting review modifications required by the city. They do the technical writing, drafting, documentation, obtain approvals from the appropriate agencies. They assist the city consultant or other city contracted consultants to designs, instrumentation, controls of the SCADA HMI system as requested by the city. They do the installation, reconstruction, reviews. They're basically an integral part of the collection.
And you use them often?
No, we've only used them once on that Looking Glass Creek because we couldn't find anybody to come in. We lost our control system. That's an FMC 200 old control system that just burned up. And so once we lose that interface, we had no control, couldn't operate the system.
So SCADA is systems control, is that what that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just kind of a side question, I apologize for jumping around. Is that wet well at Looking Glass going to be enough to handle the projected growth up that hill?
We'll have to evaluate that. There's two 10 horsepower pumps in it right now. The documentation that we discovered, I believe they designed it up to 154 homes, I believe. Is what.
But you're getting 90 new ones above it. Okay. I'm sorry. I digress.
That is another one, though. Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's another station that we'll be looking at in the future sometime.
Thank you, Andy. Any comments or questions for Andy at this point? Comments from the audience? Okay, looking for a motion to approve 22-1040, the integrator of record for the wastewater.
I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution number 22-1040.
Have a motion, looking for a second?
I second.
Have a motion and a second, each end of the council. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you. Ordinance 22-702, the Charter Franchise Agreement. Read by title only, please. Ms. Sardi? This is the third reading, by the way. Excuse me.
Yes, third reading of ordinance number 22-702, also called the Charter Communications Franchise Agreement. An ordinance of the City of Winston, Oregon City Council granting a non-exclusive 5-year franchise to Spectrum Pacific West LLC, commonly known as Charter Communications, for the maintenance and operation of a cable system.
Thank you. Mr. McIntosh, staff report, please.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Nothing to add to the previous staff report. Happy to take any questions.
Comments from the audience? Any questions from council, please? Council action, looking for a motion to approve 22-702, the Charter Franchise Agreement.
So
a motion that we approve ordinance number 22-702.
Have a motion, looking for a second, please.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Thank you very much. Upcoming agenda items. We have an IGA with the Water District for the internet cabinet space up on the reservoir. Agreement with Wake Up on the Teen Center. Do we have any non-agenda items from council?
Just one quick question. Do we have an update on what CORE is doing on the tank removals and getting that paving down in the parking lot in the front? Because that's really starting to be a significant eyesore.
The parking lot, they're not going to pave that stuff in the front. They're going to do something different there. But the parking lot has been graveled and packed down in the back, preparation for paving that whole back area. But no, the eyesore will continue.
Yeah,
it's been a real moving target, council. It's been very hard to nail down a date when they're going to do the paving. And what was supposed to inform the paving process were the permits that we needed for the drainage situation. They, based on their paving plan now, there was original permit. They changed it, so we had a meeting a couple of months ago, consistent with what the city manager kind of delineated. But the last time we spoke to Jennifer Mitchell was probably about 10 days ago, 10 to 12 days ago, on a Friday, and she had mentioned her priority at the time was tax season, and that it was, so after the tax season was done, they were going to prioritize that, but the beyond that, there's been no
There's no ordinance. That's a lame excuse.
There's not an ordinance issue there, is there? Any? I mean, there's not. The fencing is not, you know, yeah, well, it's not, but is it
sure,
an ordinance issue?
There's no safety issue anymore because of the fencing and how it's secured, but, and I'll defer to the city manager, but there may be some teeth under the nuisance ordinance. It's possible.
Because pretty soon we have ducks in that pond over there. I mean, the
Oh, wait. What do you have against waterfowl?
Huh?
What do you have against waterfowl?
Yeah.
You have an issue with that?
Why?
I mean, it could be a great attractor for the core. You know, the elephant walk and the duck pond.
Yeah, but who's going to get the goose?
Pull out those Careful. Other tanks that are still in the ground?
No.
What's happening with that?
Well, last thing that I heard on that was that they were actually planning on trying to sell it. As is. That's all I heard.
The investment group got together and they made the decision together to potentially put it on the market. That was about 3 to 4 weeks ago. And the last thing we heard on the tanks, about the two large tanks that are still there, is it would be about $50,000 cheaper to set up an on-site filtration system and then to do a clean diversion into our storm system. And go ahead.
Into our storm system or into the county?
The counties, I apologize. To the street, into their system, in a storm system.
Right.
And that's legal.
Yes, they can do that. However, you're going to end up with the eyesore continuing there for some period of time if they undergo treatment, on-site treatment.
Well, that tax season excuse, I think, I'm sorry, is quite lame.
So her real job, she's an accountant.
That's very lame.
She works.
Yeah,
and I think it's detrimental to the city by having that other piece of real estate sitting there.
Correct, but again, it's not an ordinance issue that he's saying. There's no safety. It's ugly.
It's big public nuisance.
Well,
I mean, if I had a front yard that looked like that.
Right now, under our nuisance ordinance, I don't believe that we can get them for any, I mean, there's no tall grass there,
right.
We're keeping
right.
That control.
It's a construction project.
About to eat mud.
Yeah, I don't know of anything right now that we could actually go after them.
Right.
You may have put the fencing up.
Right.
so it's...
So they're within code, that's what I'm
it's
saying.
It's protected from a safety perspective. It's unsightly. It's been unsightly for a long time. Actually, the overall project is quite a bit better looking than it was.
I did see some roofing going on the far, on the south side, where it was siding. It was the roofing that had melted from the sun, and they were out roofing it Saturday, I believe.
Sunday.
Over
the weekend.
So there is some movement, obviously not the movement we want to see, but there is some movement. And
the best thing we're trying to do right now is to maintain our rapport with the property owner so we can motivate them towards voluntary compliance.
So you want to use more carrot, less stick?
Yes. We want to motivate them in a positive regard to do it by their own voice.
So that's like I said, more carrot, less stick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other non-agenda items from council? Good of the order. We got a little thank you letter from ARP for the tax services that we let them do up at the community center. Claims in excess of $500 were in our packet and the check copies. Announcements, May 4th, budget committee meeting, second meeting at the community center, 4 p.m. Be there, be square. 10th, park board, 5 p.m. at City Hall. 11th is economic development here at noon, and 16th, city council meeting at the community center, 7 p.m. We're going to have a 6 p.m. workshop before that. Community centers, okay, is this when your thing happens, Thomas?
Yes, that will be the public hearing and the annexation process.
The Urban Renewal Agency meeting at 3 p.m. on the 19th. Anything looking like we're going to need that?
We do possibly have an item on the agenda for that.
Okay. And then the 30th, Memorial Day, city offices are closed. Executive session, Mr. Bauer?
None, Your Honor.
Thank you and good night.
Meeting adjourned at 7:55.